következő műsor megtekintése 18 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
The title started in 1989, and I got an accordion, so I decided to start a band playing the accordion and singing in a high voice, and that was the kind of artistic idea behind it. And I was very impressed with and influenced by the Three Penny Opera by Jacques Brel and Bertolt Brecht, and also by Belgian singer-songwriter Jacques Brel, also by Eastern European music, by klezmer, gypsy music.
Well, I joined the band in 1995, and before that I was playing in another band with the previous drummer, Adrian Huge. We were in a Buddhist country and western band. We weren't Buddhists, but I wasn't, and it was run by Buddhists, and they wanted to play country and western music, and so they set up a house band. So for people to sing, songwriters to play their music, so we were the rhythm section for that.
I joined in March 2012, so just under 2 years ago. And before that, I've done lots of different things. I played in a few things that Adrian played in a long time ago that we've realised we played in the same sort of bands together.
Bands that were in London that had different musicians coming in and out that we've both played in them, but not at the same time.
And I've played country and western as well quite a bit with a guy, English guy called Hank Wangford and the Lost Cowboys. He's sort of Britain's foremost country aficionado. I've played lots of jazz, lots of blues with a guy called Billy Jenkins.
Now in Mama, lovely Lulu passed, found a house much ill thing. Alvesham was a husband, shining sun is weak.
Screw you! Screw you! Screw you! Soon she'll be Jack's.
Well, at the moment, we're playing a lot of songs from the show that we're going to be starting to rehearse next year, which is Lulu, which is based on the Wiebekind play. So we're developing the songs, like, you know, on a daily basis. We're sort of rehearsing and working on arrangements and tempos and all sorts of things. So it's a kind of ongoing development, but in front of an audience, rather than kind of doing it in a rehearsal room and getting no feedback. We always find it's better that we actually do it in front of a real audience and see how things work. So we sort of always have tested out the next project in front of a public rather than in front of just, you know, each other.
It's about a young woman who's from a very young age, like maybe from 4 or 5, you know, she's on the street. She comes out of the slums. She sells flowers, and she's taken in by this man who sexually abuses her. So by the time she's 16, you know, she's been sexually abused by this man who takes her in off the street, and then he passes her on to another man. And then he passes her on to another man, and then most of them die. They all die. Like, one of them commits suicide. One of them she shoots. Another one has a heart attack, and then she ends up in London, and she ends up being murdered by Jack the Ripper at the age of 20.
Today, we're really working very hard on trying to get the songs for the Lulu show as strong and, you know, as good as possible, so that they can stand up, you know, as a concert, as a set of songs. So it's a song cycle, and the intention is that if we can do it as, you know, in front of an audience that knows nothing about the show, then it will work when we do it with all the set and the other people in the show and the whole production that goes with it.
Survive.
was anything in the dark on that sidewalk by the park. She'd be there for the loveless every day, a substitute. My name.
butchered, he butchered crosses, cut out their uterus.
I think mainly my inspiration's been from just life, really. I've just, just meeting people and going to living and meeting strange people, you know, living in places where there were, I don't know, artists, drug addicts, prostitutes. Strange people, people from the more in the margins, you know, like the sort of the underclass and the sort of. So I've always been inspired by and interested in people who weren't quite normal, you know. So that's kind of been my big inspiration, and I've always been interested in strange things and odd people and odd, you know. Things that's kind of always been my inspiration. I'm quite interested in things like sailors and circus, old circus artists, gypsies, you know, things like that. I've always like been more interested in people who lived rather more dramatic lives. You know, it's a bit and the kind of that's been my interest rather than singing about love and happiness.
Thank you. Or is it the look of gratitude on their stricken faces? Are you their long-looked-for angel? Who delivers them from this life?
Thoughts. Are you mad, Jack? We know. On the piano and the accordion, Mr. Martin Jacques. Give him a Budapest clap. A very strong version of the clap. Budapest clap.
I do it all alone. I write everything alone. And then we get together and play the songs, you know, but they're already the basic lyrics and the tunes are there, and then we kind of get together and play them. And then they evolve with them, you know, afterwards. Oh, yeah, I have to work when I'm on tour because otherwise I'd never, you know, I have to write things when I'm on tour. So most of my songs are written in hotel rooms. I'm not very interested in resting. I enjoy working, really. I couldn't really lie around on a beach. You know, it wouldn't really be... I wouldn't be very interested in lying on a beach. I'd just get bored. So, no, I'm much happier. I'm much happier actually working and getting up in the morning and playing the piano and writing things. You know, it's more like I'm not interested in not doing anything.
Auntie Mabel liked more than just a drop of rum. She could take the crew of sailors, each one up her bum. She knew the street corners. Arnie Mabel's office, it had been well used by a judge, a jury, and by the accused.
Guilty!
She'd lost both her legs cut off in the war, and so to support herself and sailors by the sword.
Novosibirsk, which is funny. And where was the other place? Voronezh
in southern Russia.
We played in a large shopping centre.
Sort of themed restaurant or...
Yeah, the theme seemed to be pirates or something, I suppose.
Pirates and cars.
It had a big Spanish galleon and a torture chamber for a bar, and all the waiters and waitresses are dressed up in costumes and...
And a windmill as well.
A windmill. So it was a very... It was like sort of being in some sort of theme park. So that was kind of in the top of a big Russian shopping mall.
That was quite surprising.
Yeah.
In the last 3 months, we've been everywhere. I don't know, I lost count of where we've been. You know, we're sort of like ping. We go from places like Siberia in Russia to Florida in, you know, sort of like in the space of a week, you know. So you're sort of sitting there in Florida in the 30 degrees, and then 3 days later, you're sitting in Siberia in minus 30, you know, sort of playing in a club in Siberia. So we travel all over the place.
I've tried to kind of play in other bands while I've been in the Tigers over the last sort of 18 years. I was playing, I did a couple of albums with some of the guys from the Tindersticks, this band, the English band, the Tindersticks. And I also did a sort of solo album that I recorded with some friends. But really, you know, we're on the road so much that, you know, being in this band's like being in five bands anyway, because you're not just doing the band, you're doing theatre shows and dance shows and film shows, like accompanying films. So it's and circus shows. So it's kind of like being in five bands at once anyway.
Paul, well, they're pretty much the same, really. I'm just going to carry on, you know, sort of writing music and performing it until I die.
the shops and walk her back. And as he found it hot, poor fellow, he took with him his green umbrella. When Edward Noyes' little wag came out and waved his flag, and William came in jacket trim and brought his wooden hook with him, and Arthur brought his toys and joined the other bully boys. Well, those silly bully boys, they got a loose one in their toys.
Good night!